The Rangers squaring off with the Angels. Elvis Andrews and Joey Gallo ready for this one. We pick up the action in the second. 1-0 Texas in front. Jesse Chavez facing Elvis Andrews.
Hits this one well into left center field. It's out by the wall, and that is gone. That one jumping off the bat of Andrews, who now has hit 3 home runs this season. And he had only 8 all of the 2016 season. It's 2-0 Texas. Here's the 3-1. Trout this one high, and he hits it well into center field. It's out by the wall, and that ball is out of here. Mike Trout's 3rd home run of the season. Angels have a 3-2 lead. Here's the pitch, and he rips that one into right field, and that's going to roll all the way out to the short wall. Lead runner is going to be waved home. That's Lucroy. They're also going to wave home Andrews. The throw to the plate is late, and Gallo ends up at 3rd base. He drives in a pair, and that puts the Rangers back on top. They lead it 4-3.
And then Gallo makes him pay.
Next pitch, and there's a ball that's chopped. It skipped off the glove of Crone, and it goes into right field. The runner will score. The throw back to first base. And just getting back safely goes Profar, who has the RBI hit. And the Rangers have a 5-3 lead. 6-3 in favor of Texas here in the 9th. Next pitch. That's popped in the air into right center field. That's going to drop in and get past Cole Calhoun. Trout will back it up, throws it back to the infield. 1 run is scored. Throw to the plate late, trying to get the 2nd runner who just crosses home. And ending up at 3rd base will be Odor. He'll drive in a pair here, and now the lead grows. It's 8-3 in favor of Texas.
Jose LeClerc with his first career save as the Rangers take it 8-3. Every player in the Texas lineup had at least 1 hit. Mike Napoli and Elvis Andrews each with 2 hits and 2 runs scored. A.J. Griffin the win, allowing 3 runs in 6 innings of work. Angels manager Mike Socha spoke after the game about the 8-3 defeat.
Well, you know, Jesse got to some bad counts and just missing with some pitches, but just wasn't as effective as he was as his other outing about, you know, getting in the zone and then expanding and putting some guys away, and they had a little trouble doing that. You know, the 2 home runs early, he settled in, and, you know, going into the 5th, the leadoff walk hurt, obviously, and then he was missing spots, and those guys got some pretty good looks at him. Well, he has enough stuff to definitely give guys different looks and be effective into his the 3rd outing. I think he's getting reacclimated with some things. You know, he was in the bullpen for a lot last year, so there's some things that I think that he'll continue to grow with, and we'll, you know, just take it one step at a time. Before he went down, I don't know if you were going to say we had an 8th inning guy or a 9th inning guy. You know, that's where our bullpen is right now. So, with Andrew out of the mix, it takes one of those guys that can pitch in those high leverage situations towards the back end, and you can match up with out of the equation. So, there's a void there, and some other guys will get an opportunity to fill it, but. You know, there's no doubt that Andrew, we're hoping he's going to be a big part of what we do in our pen, and right now he's going to be shut down for a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice. They would have had to probably use another pitcher in the 9th if Mike had gotten out of that 9th. But give those guys credit, the 2 quick outs, and they bounced back for a couple runs in the 9th that, you know, put the game in a different perspective. So, our guys did a good job. I think just the home run that Petit when he hung a cutter to Gomez. Outside of that, Jose Alvarez did a great job, and Blake did a great job to keep us in the game. And we just we just couldn't get enough going offensively.
Up next, the rubber game of the series is Thursday. Ricky Nolasco goes for the Halos up against Hugh Darvish.